Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the 11 o'clock hour, we'll have Tyson Algeron to join us and chat with us about what to expect from this game. And I'm going to ask him this question. It's the question that I would like to open up for discussion right now as well. Your thoughts are continuously welcome. 503-864-6326 is the text line or the YouTube chat as well. How do you think Lanning coaches this game? Obviously, he can say what he wants, publicly about how he felt about Mike Gundy's comments at Oklahoma State before they played them. It was clear, talk S, get hit sort of thing. But I'm curious how you approach a game like this. Like, do coaches hear all this chatter? I know they hear it, but how much stock do they take in to this chatter about, you know, the concerns from the fan base and the uncertainty of the head coach and what Scott Barnes, the AD, has to say? Like, how much does that run through Lanning's brain?
You know, I think Lanning, being a dude from the South, he understands the rivalry part of it. His line about like how much it means to a guy like Bryce Betcher because even though Oregon State is in the position right now, guys like Bryce who grew up here and other guys that are on that team who grew up here or in the region, they do know what this is. Mm-hmm. Now, 10, 15 years down the road, I don't know.
Right.
We don't know what this is going to be, and we don't know, like, it may not matter to those guys, and that will be awful if it went down that path. But to those guys, even though they're half our age, they might not have grown up in a time when they saw great Oregon State teams, but also there's guys on this roster right now for Oregon that saw 13 straight running plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, it's not an unfamiliar taste in their mouth as far as having the orange and black walking away with a win.
A 4-8 season for the Ducks wasn't that long ago.
No. And so there are guys that know what that is. What I wonder is, Lanning seems like the kind of guy where Dion and Gundy, who ran their mouth, like, I'm going to show you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say Lanning is going to have mercy, because that seems unfair.
And I think that's demonstrative and down-talking to Oregon State.
But
I don't think he's that kind of guy.
But and I don't think he would ever say it like that. But I do think that he would call off the dogs.
I do think so, too. Because I don't know what you gain from it.
I think there's a respect thing there. Mm. And if he doesn't, I don't think it's disrespectful. But I don't think he's going to look at this. Let's say it just gets so out of hand that it's just like, oh, no.
Well,
I think he goes third, fourth string pretty quick.
I think one of the tough things, though, it's also just kind of bad timing, because this is like your tune-up for Penn State. You know, I think that's what makes it tough, is this is your tune-up for the biggest game on your schedule.
Yeah.
So calling off the dogs early out of respect, out of mutual admiration, whatever you want to say, that doesn't talk down to the Oregon State program is difficult, because you need these reps. You need third and fourth quarter reps. And
yeah.
I don't know if it's second, third string reps that you need. You need to be tight. You need to be ready to rumble, because your college football national championship playoff implications, Big Ten title, are on the line.
Yeah, everything hinges on that game.
Everything hinges on that game. And I don't know if you can afford, you know, that. I was not one that believes this, but the chatter comes out of Northwestern, you're like, what about the run defense, you know? If that truly is a concern from Lanning, he can't focus on that for two quarters. He's got to focus on it for four. going into Penn State.
Well, here's the thing. If they have, for whatever reason, they have some question that arises early in the game against Oregon State, I think they hammer it down hard. Mm-hmm. Let's say the run defense, and again, Oregon State hasn't been able to run the ball at all through the season, which that's not a shortage of running backs. It's that offensive line is just not good.
Right.
It's just, it is what it is. And that's, which is such a bummer because Oregon State is historically very good in that position group. Mm. But if Oregon State is somehow able to run the ball,
wow.
But then I think Lanning maybe hammers that down. But I think the biggest thing for Oregon is getting out of that game healthy.
Yes. Yes. Attrition for sure. That's probably the number one thing, and that's something I'll definitely ask. We'll ask Tyson about what is the goal here. I think the goal is to be professional, and I think the goal is to get out healthy, and the goal is to make sure that all your departments, all three phases, and your sub departments of three phases, look sharp and look ready to go. That are on the same page. Communication isn't an issue. Your brain's in the right spot. Because your season's big next week. And I think that's just the challenging thing for Oregon State in this situation is that there are other things that the team you're playing are looking at. And it's just kind of bad timing. Which is why a fight for rivalry games to be at the end of the season. I want you at your best.
Yeah. I'm going back and forth
and
on that.
And after that, it's just like conference title games and stuff like that. I know it's different. These teams aren't, you know, the two rivalries that play this weekend aren't in the same conference anymore. So that makes it tough. But, I mean, Florida and Florida State play at the end of the year. Georgia and Georgia Tech play at the end of the year. You can make it work.
I do like that, certainly, the rivalry game at the end of the season. But maybe it's just because of where Oregon State's at right now. I just have a reeling suspicion that the apathy is only going to get stronger.
And well, it depends on how they react.
And then how sideways do things get then? Like, you want to talk about not caring about a game? Let's say they've got two wins coming into that game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then it's like, boy.
Yeah, but I guess, and again,
it's probably more individual to this season than anything else.
I don't mean to go glass half full again or like, give you false hope by any means, but by the end of the season, if you are only two games in, at least you kind of know what you're good at and what you're bad at. And maybe you're bad at everything, and maybe you're good at running the football, but you can't throw the ball. I don't know. Maybe you can stop the run, but you can't play pass defense. I don't know. I think by the end of the year, you still kind of have a better idea of your identity and where you sit.
I agree with that. I mean, again, I think I'm looking at the lens through just probably this season.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.